You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
What's up? Yeah, feeling good on a Monday morning. That was a karate kick sound. Anyway, podcast a little different today. In this podcast, we talk about the entrepreneurial spirit, music, and of course, stocks, mostly stocks, not enough music. Anyway, here we go. So it's the Monday episode. I want to do it a little bit different. I started recording an episode this morning and I was like, you know what? All I ever talk about is Tesla. It's up, it's down, it's up, it's down. It's every single direction that you could ever imagine. Anyway, I was looking at the charts. It was like 6 a.m. and Tesla was already down about $40. Yeah, I know, typical. And I was like, you know what? I'm tired of talking about Tesla. So I made a post, basically said, somebody submit some stuff so I can talk about it today, because I want to break the cycle, the vicious cycle of the TSLA. So I got a lot of interesting thoughts, a lot of interesting ideas from people. One that kept popping up that is a hot topic right now, huge topic, it's Bitcoin. Now, I know most of you, probably all of you, know what Bitcoin is or are in Bitcoin in some way. If you don't, it's a digital currency. I feel like I don't have to explain it, but I will, because a lot of times I'm in conversations with people and they actually say, what is Bitcoin? Is that still a thing? Is that still around? Well, not only is it still around, but it is crushing it, cruising all-time highs. A Bitcoin in September was around $8,000. Now it's somewhere between $23,000 and $24,000, which is insane. If you had bought one then, think about where you'd be now. Anyway, you know, it's one of those things where you look back and say, you know, I should have, would have, could have, but it's how it goes. So I have a few very vivid memories of Bitcoin, and I'm sure a lot of you share the same, but I remember my first time hearing about Bitcoin. This was years ago, it's probably 2010, and I was right at the moment being caught in the pot bubble. If you remember that, that's where everybody was doing like weed stocks. Everybody was buying weed stocks. They were a very hot thing. And if you watched Bloomberg or CNBC, it was all the rage. All they were talking about were these weed stocks that were taking over the stock market. So this was my first jump into the world of trading. I bought a bunch of it. Within hours, it doubled. I was like, this is pretty sick. Stock market rules. It's just going to keep going up. There's no way that it's going to come down and I'm going to be rich. But anyway, the story goes, I held it, and in a couple days, it was negative, and then it was negative more, and then it was fractions of a penny, and I feel like I don't need to explain anymore. But that brings me to Bitcoin, because I remember watching very closely these OTC stocks that were fluctuating like crazy, moving up and down. That's where most wheat stocks were back in the day. So I was paying attention, and I remember very, very vividly, I'm in my basement making a dollhouse for my daughter, and an analyst is talking about Bitcoin. I'm like, what's Bitcoin? Talking about mining it on the internet, and none of it made sense. Naturally, I was very fascinated by this, and I remember it being around $8. $8. Insane. The fact that I didn't buy some, I kick myself often. Because I did a lot of research on it at that point. I'm like, what is Bitcoin? This is a very fascinating, interesting subject, this digital currency of the future that will never take off, that will never, ever replace the dollar. But the figure eight is very important in this, because I remember when Bitcoin was $8, when I should have bought about, you know, at least 100 of them, but I didn't. I remember when Bitcoin hit $800, when I wished I bought 100 of them because it would have been sick. When Bitcoin hit $8,000, I would, you know, just shake your head. And now it's at $24,000. It's crazy. It's crazy. And I always have these vivid moments of Bitcoin where I hear it hits these beautiful number eights, like in my basement when it was $8. $80. $80, I think I was in the studio and had Bloomberg on. And they said, Bitcoin just crossed $80. I said, no way. And I remember very vividly it hitting $800. I was in the van on tour somewhere and hearing that Bitcoin just crossed $800. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe it. And then taking a step further, I remember when it hit very vividly, $8,000. And then, of course, back to September, when we had a friend here who is big into crypto, said you should definitely buy some Bitcoin because it's at the $8,000 right now. And there's that eight again, that eight. And I was like, no, it's just going to fall. Maybe it's going to stay. I don't know. But now I'm not buying Bitcoin because it's $8,000. And then the next time that very same friend was here was like, did you realize that Bitcoin is now $18,000? Just keep that eight going, 18. See, it's crazy, but the eight is very important for me and my Bitcoin history, having never bought a single one. So when it drops back down to $8, that's my entry point. That's what I'm looking for to get in. So yeah, most likely never going to buy Bitcoin. Anyway, that's you can picture what my head is doing right now. I'm sure you're doing it as well. Anyway, I think we're going to talk a little music now because, you know, we don't do it enough and Bitcoin just got me all fired up. And you know, I don't even want to get into Tesla right now. So let's talk about Warped Tour, because someone mentioned, they wrote in, a good friend of mine who I haven't seen in a long time said, Warped Tour 04, talk Warped Tour 04. And I say, Shug, of course. Of course. What a great year. Warped Tour 04, we were on main stage. Early November was on main stage. It was a magical. I don't even know how it happened, but I remember finding out and losing my mind. It was a great tour. We shared a bus with Census Fail, which was also a lot of fun. And as I'm trying to think back at that time, I remember just being in awe of all these amazing bands. I mean, Alkaline Trio was on main stage, Motion City, Bouncing Souls. I loved watching them every day. There was a lot of really, really cool things to just absorb. And 2004, the music scene was totally different. I mean, just the attendance alone was crazy that year. I remember we would do like a picture session after the end of the sets or at some designated time. But anyway, it would take us like an hour and a half, 2 hours to get through it just because of the amount of people that were there. And then when they saw a line, they were like, oh yeah, let's do that. It was so much of a community, and everybody who went to the show was like, you know, in it. We were really in it for all of the bands. It was really cool to see the diversity. And as diverse as it was, it didn't matter. Like, everybody loved almost everything that was there. It was really, really cool. I remember being young going to Warped Tour and just walking by every tent and being like, oh yeah, I love that. Oh yeah, I love that. No matter who it was, they could be like, you know, it could be Less Than Jake's tent right next to Melancholin, right next to like Trio. And you'd be like, oh yeah, I love that. I love that. I want something from there. And it was just such a cool vibe. I think we all cherish those times. I can remember very specifically, I think it was Denver. Warped Tour was one of the last shows. And I remember my dad coming out to the show to visit someone in Denver, and he came out, and I don't know if he expected what the crowd was going to be like, because he's only ever seen a Philly show at that point, and was just, I think, taken aback by the amount of people that were there watching us. And he decided from the back to crowd surf all the way up to the front. It was pretty amazing, actually. They surfed him around for a while, and it was a really cool experience because it's like one of those moments like, man, it's all coming together. It's just beautiful. And yeah, for that alone, I will always love Warped Tour. So I think that's that. I'm not going to waste any more of your time. I'm going to say good luck in the markets today. Go out and get them. Get some Bitcoin or don't. Who knows what it's going to do. Get some Tesla or don't, because you know how I feel about that. Anyway, have a great day, everybody. The markets and charts demand more.
Welcome, change agents, to your go-to place for stories that ignite your spirit, fuel your purpose, and connect us all. We believe in the incredible power of the human spirit, its boundless resilience, and the inspiration it brings to our lives. On the Driving Change podcast, we'll journey together through the extraordinary yet very relatable experiences of some of the most amazing people on earth. Our mission? That through these stories, we might just spark change within you and awaken a newfound motivation to harness your unique gifts to make a real difference in the world. So get ready to be inspired and join us on this incredible adventure. You can find the Driving Change podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you love listening to your favorite podcasts.